Hello, everybody. I hope that you saw the note on the screen and took this opportunity to invite at least two more people to this call, because you're going to hear some powerful testimonies tonight that you definitely want as many people on to hear as possible. I'm so excited because not only are we going to talk about our incredible Remedy Hemp Oil, but I don't know if you know this, but July is actually National Hemp Month. So this call tonight is going to kick off a series of different hemp-related topics. So make sure you stay tuned on our social media channels to keep an eye on all the fun things that were going to be happening there. There was also an email blast that got sent out today about how hemp can help your pets for the holidays. And in the United States of America, we're going to be celebrating Independence Day on July 4th. So obviously we'll have a lot of fireworks happening, and a lot of times pets can get a little bit of anxiety from the loud booms that they hear. So Remedy Pet can actually help to combat some of that stress. Also, if you're not in the US, obviously we have thunderstorms too, and the Remedy Pet has been shown to really help pets be at ease during storms like that. So stay tuned for your emails. That one went out earlier today, and I'm just so excited to talk about this topic, you guys. As you know, Remedy is a near and dear product to not only my heart, but so many people on this call tonight as well. So we are just going to jump right in to tonight's call, all about hemp helps. But before we do, I have some exciting announcements, because we have some new G3 achievers, including our very own Joe Hubbis, who is actually going to help co-host tonight's call. So you'll hear from him in a little bit. So snaps to Joe, congratulations. And we also have Mark and Lisa Fladell. They are the powerhouse couple that has worked so hard to achieve G3 as well. So congratulations to you both. Mark is actually, he is in law enforcement. So it's so nice to be able to bring hemp into that field as well. So I'm just super excited about that. We've also got, of course, Tuck and Laura Trenum, who has hit G3. And guys, I can't wait to see this list continue to grow. So make sure that you are locked in. Again, the ways to hit G3 are enrolling 3 members with a pack within 30 days. And you can also include customers that purchase that Catalyst weight loss pack, which includes our awesome B-Lean shake and the B-Lean challenge. So lots of ways to get there. A lot of you are getting close. So you have a couple more days in the month to hit it. But if you didn't make it this month, no worries, because July is coming up and we have plenty of ways to celebrate, especially with hemp. But tonight's topic, hemp helps. So as you heard earlier, we're going to hear 2 incredible testimonies from both Prissy Simmons and Joe Hubbis. And we're going to talk a little bit about inflammation of the brain. Now, we can't make any medical claims. By no means are we claiming to heal, cure, or treat any of these 3 diseases or disorders, but we're just going to quickly talk about what these look like in people, because they are so common. So dementia is not necessarily a specific disease, but it's actually a group of combined characteristics or impairment of at least 2 different brain functions. So an example of that might be you have memory loss and loss of judgment. So that's kind of the general category is dementia. And then part of dementia, one disease could be Alzheimer's, which is a progressive disease that destroys memory and other mental functions, brain cell connections, and the cells themselves. So what happens is your neurons in your brain actually degenerate and die because of this disease. Okay, so keep that in mind. Then Parkinson's. Parkinson's disease is a neurodegenerative, that's a tongue twister, brain disorder of the central nervous system that affects movement and other tremors. And this can include nerve cell damage in the brain, which causes dopamine levels to drop. Okay. And all of these different ailments have been linked in some way to inflammation, as of course, as you know, so many other of our common health issues go back to inflammation. But with that said, I'm going to introduce our first speaker, because she has a lot of experience dealing with neurodegenerative disorders, not only from personal experience, but she actually worked in the field. So Prissy Simmons has worked in the ER. As you know, she loves the fast-paced environment. She's also been a flight rescue nurse and a neurosurgeon assistant, which works on the brain. So I was blown away by those credentials. So it is my pleasure to introduce our first speaker for tonight, Prissy Simmons. Let me see if she's on. One second. I saw her stuck in the waiting room. One second, guys.
Okay. Sorry about that, guys. I didn't know how to do this, but thank you, Samantha, for helping me because I'm not very good with all this.
But the teamwork makes the dream work.
Absolutely. I don't know if you can see me or what. Doesn't matter. Let's stay with information, guys, and think about it. You know, there's so many things, and I'm not going to go too, you know, dramatic with it, but I do know this. Inflammation in anywhere part of the body, it doesn't do well with anything. But just dealing with dementia alone, because that's what my mother suffered from. And of course, like Samantha said, you know, I worked in the operating room, you know, when I helped, you know, assist. I didn't go into the inflammation and how the brain worked. But as mom got dementia and was researching it, you know, and if you think about it, if you know somebody that knows somebody, and even if you don't know anybody, I'm sure you've seen, you know, seen articles in the newspaper. You've seen things on flash news on TV. What do they say? Oh, my goodness, this guy walked into the woods and he's never been seen since. Why? The reason why with any of these conditions, the connectors do not connect because of inflammation. Now, what they do very well is they sleep and they dream like no other. It's so vivid. The dreams are so vivid. So if they wake up in the middle of the night, they think these things are true. So if you see an article where somebody woke up in the morning and they took off in the, you know, down the road in the woods, they're helping somebody. They're trying to rescue somebody. They're trying to help somebody because that's what they dream. They're out there looking for this person, whether they know it or not, they're the person that needs, we're looking for them. And the reason is because they're out there helping somebody because they dreamed it. You've got people that's never, ever went outside their homes, never even walked by themselves, but yet they walked outside and got lost. It's because they vividly dreamed that there's somebody was in need and they went to go help them. That's how the brain works. The inflammation stops the connectors, but it doesn't stop the connectors from their dreaming mechanism. That still happens. And it seems to happen so vividly in these patients. So sad. At least they do have some vivid thing that happens in their life if they don't have people like us to help them, but they are getting up and doing things. So I will let you know, my mother turned 90. My twins turned 30 and my youngest one turned 15. So I asked for my mother to come to my house. This is how my life started with dementia. I say saga, reality, help for others. This is where it started. And this is how it started. Okay. So I got her. She came here. And when she came to my door, my brother brought her. I didn't recognize her. She was always prim and proper. She always dressed to the finest. Her hair was always fine. She always had makeup on and her hair was down to her shoulders. She always had dye in her hair. Her hair was gray and she called me mother. And I about fell out. She thought I was her mother. Okay. So I ignored that because I just thought it was a, you know, fluke. So I brought her on in. I had a birthday party. People came into my house that she's known forever. She didn't know any of them. She didn't know me. How was she going to know them? She didn't know my kids. It was so sad. She kept and took care of my kids when they were babies. So it was a reality check for me. But, you know, my brain set was, oh, my goodness, I don't know what to do for her. You know, oh, my gosh, she's going to go back home in a couple of days. No, she didn't go home in a couple of days. My nurse instinct started going in and I started giving her, you know, our VitaWake and our VitaZ and our base and anything I could to help her. But she also had kidney failure. Okay. At the time I didn't give her hemp because I thought hemp was all about pain. You know, we knew inflammation, but inflammation does with pain. I had broke my tibia. I was really looking for something for pain. So when the hemp oil came around, I was taking it like no other. She was with me, guys, for 7 months. 7 months. My daughter had a wedding in that time. She knew nobody there. My children came. She knew none of them. She didn't even know me. She asked me the same question, I think, one day 150 times. And I answered that question 150 times the same way. So I started researching, what do I do to help these people, right? But we still had this wedding to go to, and she was still to go home, but I still needed to help my mom. Okay, well, I had her 2 months, and the boys were saying, okay, when's she coming home? And I'm like, oh, maybe you need to ask her, because she has no intentions of going home. All she knew was that she was safe, that she was being fed, that she slept good. She slept good. I didn't. And that somebody was taking care of her. So she had no intentions of leaving. That I do know. Okay. She didn't have a bedroom. She slept at the end of my stairs, because those people, like I said, dream vividly. So they're either crying, they're screaming, they're laughing. And anytime she made these notions, I'd run downstairs to see how she was. I didn't look over the balcony. I'd run downstairs to see how she was. So that happened probably 10, 15 times a night. I had a video down there. I had a camera down there, but I couldn't tell if she was okay, if she was breathing, you know, so I'd run down there. 7 months, when our hemp oil had been passed around to different people, and I had done a testimony for somebody, and she said, this girl said that she was giving it to her grandfather for dementia. And when that spoke out, I was like, oh my goodness, why? What does it do? And she simply said, put it in her mouth, you're going to see what it does and how it helps her. And that's what I did. So in that aspect, it was still the hemp 2500. It was the liquid with the B12 and the peppermint flavor. I told her to open her mouth, and she listened to me, and she took it. Guys, within 2 to 3 doses, I say two doses, she said my name for the first time. 7 months, and I was her mother. 2 doses, and I was her daughter, Chrissy. That was a big difference for me. That was a change. That was life for me. That was reality. What changed? I don't know. All I know is I put this stuff in my mother's mouth, and it worked. So I continued it. I didn't have to run downstairs. I noticed she was sleeping all night. She finally, after 9 months of being here, she got her own room. But further than that, it was back when we first started Gemini. We were back in Gemini probably, I don't know, maybe a year. And a bunch of people came to my house for a gathering. There was quite a few people here. She answered the door quite a few times and knew everybody there. And everybody that came in was at my daughter's wedding. She didn't know. They were blown away. And not only did she know their names, but we went out and testimonies were given, and she raised her hand for a testimony. And she raised her hand and gave a testimony on her hemp oil and said, I don't know what it is, but helps me with my memory. Guys, I'm a mother. I had somebody that didn't know me that knew me. I have 7 brothers I grew up with. I'm the only daughter. You would think she would know me before she would know them, but it is heart-wrenching. When I got my mom back, how amazing was that, right? I wanted to tell the world. So I put her on a Facebook Live. Now, anybody with these conditions, you got to know, they do not know numbers. Numbers never come back. Never. Numbers. They don't deal with money. They don't deal with dates. They don't deal with any of that. So I pushed the issue on a Facebook Live with her. My birthday was coming up. I have nieces. I have, you know, she had great granddaughters. She had a sister that had birthdays in January. And I just kind of pushed the issue and asked her, hey, it's January, Mom. Whose birthday's in January? Of course, she mentioned her sister. Oh, she mentioned me. She even mentioned a couple of cousins I never knew that were in January. But she mentioned her great granddaughter's birthday. And I thought, you know what, heck, she's remembering dates. Let me throw this out there. Hey, Mom, she was 90, okay? No, 92 and a half. I said, Mom, in 7.5 years, do you know what's going to happen? And she thought a minute. She looked around. She goes, my goodness, I'll be 100 years old. We about fell out. Because now she's adding. Those don't happen to those people. Guys, with that video that I did with her live went viral. It went to all different countries. I had 48 people contacting me. I still have people today that still order hemp oil for that condition. Okay. My sister-in-law was one of them. She was actually watching a lady that had Parkinson's disease. She just doesn't work that well, Prissy. I said, you know me, I'm not going to say something unless it works. I haven't dealt with a lot of people with Parkinson's, but I can tell you what it does for dementia. And so she said, can you send me some? I said, I'll send you a sample. I sent her a 10-day sample. The lady absolutely did not fall, was not weak at the legs or anything. They shuffle if they have Parkinson's. They shake. The shake tremors slowed down. The shuffle went to a small walk, not a full walk, but not a shuffle. That's how they fall. Now, Lois was sold. The lady was sold. They started ordering it immediately and took it. I tried to get her on here. Guys, y'all would be blown away. 3 and 4 o'clock, Lois was just a part-time health care, but she's like me. Somebody calls you, you go to help them, right? And that's what she did. 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, if she fell, she ran over there and helped this lady. You just don't, you can't be a part-time help if you let, you know, if you help, if you're truly trying to help somebody. But I can tell you this, guys, this is unbelievable what it helps. All right. So I want to tell you this. There's so many people out there with these conditions and these diseases. If you don't know somebody personally, you know somebody that knows somebody with this. And guys, I wouldn't tell them about it. I wouldn't walk it to them. I'd run it to them. We now have the gel caps. Mom was very gracious. She would open her mouth and you'd ask her, she'd be sound asleep and say, Mom, why don't you take that hemp oil? It helps me with my memory, because she knew it did. Guys, now everybody's taught to take a pill at a child's age. You put this hemp oil underneath their tongue, it's hard to do. But now with a capsule, unbelievable. They always open their mouth and take it. They don't even know what they're taking. But I had a very, Joe Hovis, and everybody knows Joe. He's a great guy. But his wife comes down with it. I know what he's facing. And it's so hard for me to tell him, even though I shared things I shared with him with Mom. And he would cry and he'd say, I just don't look forward for those days. And I said, Joe, I don't want you to have those days. Let me help you in every way we can. You know, let's get your wife on it. So let me introduce you, Joe, which is a wonderful guy. He helps everybody in this industry. I love that he's on my team. I love his demeanor and how he does everything. But guys, it's a husband that cares and wants to do everything he can for his wife. She's half my mother's age. Yes, that's. So Joe, take over from here and tell him what you're going through. Sorry, guys.
Oh, gee, Prissy, thanks for getting me all choked up and say, take it away, Joe. Love you, girl. Thank you. Yes, my wife is, she's currently 57, and she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's when she was, I think, 54. And that's young, and we don't know why or what happened, or we started noticing things when she was 49 and she went through all these tests and everything. And when once she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, her neurologist immediately put her in this drug trial, which was very fortunate on the timing. So we're moving along with this drug trial, and you know, Prissy's talking to me and everything, and she's telling me these stories that she'd mentioned about her mother and telling me all this stuff. And she's like, Joe, you've got to get her on this hemp oil. It was just so amazing for my mother. And I witnessed it. I witnessed her mother. I'm lucky enough to live. Well, I feel I'm lucky enough to live close to Prissy. I don't know what some people will say, but I did get to witness the things that she was talking about with her mother, and it made me a believer. So I went to the drug trial people and I told them about this, and I asked, I said, can I do the hemp oil for her? Can I give it to her? And they said, absolutely not. No circumstances, no way, Jose. And if you want to know the real truth, they didn't want that because they know that hemp oil does help people with dementia and Alzheimer's. Not making any claims. I just know what it does for my wife. But they didn't want to skew the results of their test. So that they were adamant about not having that. And Prissy was adamant about me getting her on this and trying that, because, you know, she, like she said, she doesn't want me to experience the things that she did, she went through. And I did sneak some of the, well, I tried to give it to her under the tongue, sublingual. She didn't really care for the peppermint. And it's hard to give people that don't follow along very well. It's hard to get them to do it sublingually. So then I tried to sneak it in her water. And darn it, she's like, my something's wrong with my water. The water, it tastes funny. And I was only putting a couple of drops in there, and she figured it out. So I did back off because she was nearing the end of her drug trial. And if this drug trial worked, she would get it free for the rest of her life. And it's very expensive, the drug. So I didn't want to jeopardize getting caught giving her the CBD or hemp oil. And so the day that she was done with the drug trial, it was about 2 weeks before she was done. Jay came out with the soft gels, gel caps. And so the day that she was done with that drug trial, I started her on our gel caps, and it didn't take long. It was about, I'd say a week and a half. And I was telling Prissy, I'm not seeing anything. But in the meantime, I was telling her stories of things Jennifer was doing. It took someone from the outside to point out to me that I wasn't seeing, you know, I was seeing things, but it was day-to-day things, normal things that you would expect to see. But, you know, I hadn't seen them in a while. So I was telling her about this, and she's like, Joe, you know, those are things that have come back. Those are things that you're not seeing because it was just normal to me. But, you know, so it took someone on the outside and that had experienced it to point out to me those things. And, you know, some of the things that she was doing, I'm gonna give you some of the highlights of the things she does. She started doing, taking her pills. You know, she does have some pills that she takes, and I would have to take her over, show her the pills, tell her which day, and then she does lights off. So, and I have to get that, scoop it and everything. And she got to the point where I say, you know, take your pills and your lights off. And she would go over there and she would take it and take her pills and then take her lights off. She put everything away. Boom, she go to bed. Well, I left a little part out. Prissy had me giving her two a day, one in the morning, one in the evening. So, and we were talking, and she's like, Prissy's okay, well, let's try. You know, she's doing so well. I'll tell you a couple more stories here in a minute, but she was doing so well that Prissy was like, all right, well, let's back her down to one pill. And so I did. And guys, within 3 days, she had slipped back. Now, she didn't go back to where she was, but 3 days of only taking one pill, I could notice a difference of where she was not doing as well. She's still doing good, but not doing as well. So Briz is like, get her back on two pills right away. So I did, and lo and behold, you know, she got back to where she was. Now, she's not perfect by any means as far as doing things, but she's done some pretty amazing things. Talking about Prissy, we were talking one day, and she was telling me how Prissy lives on a lake, and she has a lot of property around her. And she was telling me, oh my God, Joe, there was like 80 deer down the road. And she's talking about how she takes Scarlet's. Oh my God, Jennifer would love that. She loves nature and animals and stuff. And Prissy's like, I'll come get her. I'll take her. I said, yeah, okay, sure. Jennifer wouldn't go anywhere unless I was there. She wouldn't go anywhere with my mother. And I'm like, okay, Prissy, you know, if you can get her to go, more power to you. Well, damn, she didn't go. I said, hey, Prissy, has all these deer, and she says she'll come get you and take you to go see them. And you know, if you want to go. And she's like, okay. Blew me away. Let me just tell you. So Chrissy comes, gets her. And just like she said, they go and they get in the, I forgot what that thing's called.
Rhino.
Rhino. Thank you. They get in the rhino and they're going down the road to the deer. And it's a bumpy road. And, you know, so Jennifer puts it's Chrissy, Scarlett, and Jennifer. And so Jennifer's like, puts her arm around Scarlett and she's holding her and everything and making sure she's real safe. And they get there and, you know, they're, and Jennifer's an introvert. She doesn't talk a whole lot. I mean, she talks, but she doesn't just talk. She's dang sure like me. But, so she's pointing out deer and her and Scarlett and they're all having a good time. So Chrissy brings her back, does it a second time. This time they go back to Chrissy's house and they hang out there for a little bit and Jennifer's perfectly fine. You know, she's having a good time and everything. So fast forward, I'm not sure on the timing, but Kirk and Karen Woolheater came to visit and they wanted to meet my mom. So we all went to lunch, Jennifer, my mom, Kirk, Karen, and myself. She had a good time. She went. These are things she wouldn't do before. Had a good time. And it happened to be Kirk's birthday. So Brad and Chrissy threw a big party for Kirk at their house, a huge party. Jennifer, it's Kirk's birthday. You met him the other day. Do you want to go to a party at Chrissy's house? Okay. Again, blown away. You know, we go, have a good time. She's talking to people. And she's not clinging to me. She's milling around talking to people. And she just didn't do that before. Jay had a party. Jay lives about 45 minutes away. And I said, Jay, you know, the owner of Gemini, he's having a party. And he invited us to come. And we can ride with Brad and Chrissy. Okay. So on the way down there, she's just a chatty Cathy with her and Chrissy. I couldn't get a word in between the two of them, but, you know, on the way back, everyone was a little tired. So there was not much conversation, but, then there was a Chrissy had another party. Oh, Shaylee's baby shower. Hey, Chrissy's having a party for Shaylee's baby shower. You want to go? Yeah. So we go, she's talking to Jay, Camilla, everybody should mingle around. Chrissy does a good job with entertaining her. So she pulls her away and she's got her playing with the kids doing water balloons. And she comes back and I don't know, Brad or Jay or someone was talking about riding horses on one of the trips. She chimes in the conversation and she's talking about how she grew up with horses and everything. It's just amazing. She had a good time. She's just come out of her shell. And
Joe, can I say something?
Of course. Yeah, because that's you're part of the story.
Well, Joe came to me. I always make Thanksgiving for everybody. And since he was going through this, I said, Joe, I had Thanksgiving for you. And he said, well, Jennifer's not going to go, Chrissy. And I have to let you know, I never met Jennifer at any meetings that Joe had. I saw the back of her going to the bedroom. Because she had nothing to do with it. Because, I mean, you know, let's face it. She was the big manager at a Publix. She dealt with public every day, okay? Public people. So I got it that, she, you know, now she gets to relax. She didn't want to come home and have to deal with the public, right? I got that. But there's a difference in public and there's a difference in feelings. It was Thanksgiving. Joe, this cat was old.
I don't know. We had that cat for 5, 6, 7 years at least.
And Joe and Jennifer don't have kids. The cats are their kids. Okay. So this cat's not feeling good. And so my nephew's here and he's a nephrologist and he's talking to Joe and we're on a speaker and he said, Joe, ask him a couple of questions. Does it smell like ammonia? His urine? And Joe said, yes. He said, get that cat to a hospital now. He's not going to make it if you don't get him there. And so Joe picks him up, takes Jennifer, and they go to an animal hospital. They go in over to the beach side. And of course, unfortunately, the cat dies in the parking lot. They don't even make it there. Okay.
It was Thanksgiving Day. So we had to go to an emergency vet. That's why we went so far.
And so Joe, I said, Joe said, Chrissy, you didn't make it. And of course, Joe's upset because Joe's, you know, attached to the animal. And Jennifer's saying, why are you upset? Now, this would be Jennifer upset, in other words, okay, because these are her babies. And he was upset because he was upset because the cat had died, but he was upset because Jennifer had no feelings. In these condition, guys, when these connectors don't connect, they don't feel. I mean, they don't even taste when it comes to food and stuff. They can't even tell you if they're hungry. They can't tell you if they have pain. So how are they going to tell you how they feel? So I sent him a whole article on this to make him kind of understand without making him understand, you know, and he said, thank you for that. I understand. So what he was describing to you, when I took Scarlett on a ride, it was a little bumpy. It had rained a little bit. Now she's in a seatbelt. I'm in a seatbelt, but Scarlett's not. She's on the little hemp hump, right? Brad has made it where she has a seat on the bottom and a seat on the top. She has no seatbelts. Jennifer takes one arm and puts behind her and then takes the hand and put in front of her. Now she's protecting. Those feelings of connections are now back. I was more excited about what Jennifer had done with Scarlett than any of the deer that we had seen, because now her, you know, her a female, even though she hasn't had children, those reaction of love and care have come back. That's huge, guys. That's very huge. So I'm telling Joe about this, and you know, we're both wailing like no other. And I'm like, Joe, this is the biggest breakthrough ever. Oh my gosh, it's helping her. My goodness, you just don't see it. And he goes, I do see things. And the thing is, everybody looks for a complete 180 change. Guys, you have to pick up little pieces and grasp everything. I mean, I grasped that my mother knew me. That's all I wanted. And she did. Anything above that, I didn't care, just as long as she knew me. There was more to come. Joe has now grasped those things and is just, you know, belated with those things. So we've now ran into his caretaker seminar, and who handles that. And her name is Glenda. So Joe, why don't you go on and move forward with that ordeal? Cause that's been a long session.
Okay. Glenda and her significant other, Ron, they actually are at the drug trial place. And Glenna and I are both in a caregiver group with a Zoom with some other people. So we kind of met, and then we actually got to meet in person at the drug trial place. Our schedule started syncing up, and her guy was getting a different treatment than Jennifer was, but Jennifer would end up in, he was getting infusions, and she would end up in the infusion room. And we just got to talking, and Glenn and I would talk, and Jennifer and Ron would just kind of sit there. And Jennifer, just out of the blue, there was a ball. She picks it up. She throws it to Ron, says, testing your reflexes. Ron catches the ball, throws it back to her, and she throws it back to him. Then he throws it to me. And of course, I'm the one that didn't catch it. The ball. But so with that interaction, Glenna had noticed Jennifer's improvement. And at this point, Jennifer is in open label. I left that part out. She's out of the drug trial. Now she's in open label, which means she's getting the real drug. That's why we're still there. So Glenna sees these improvements in Jennifer, just little subtle things. But when she threw that ball to Ron, she was like, oh my God, that is amazing. It just, she was astounded, amazed at a simple little thing like that, that most of us would take for granted, but she recognized that as something. And he was still in his drug trial, and unfortunately he wasn't having any success. And she asked about CBD as well. And no, absolutely not hemp oil. Sorry. And, she said, you know what, based upon a couple interactions with Jennifer, she said, screw it. I'm going to give him the hemp oil anyway, because the drug trial wasn't working. He was coming out of it. She didn't care. She gives him the hemp oil, the gel caps, and It took a little while for her to see some imprint because she kept saying, I don't see anything. And so I had to tell her the story I told you all about Prissy telling me and how I didn't see things. So she took a step back and she did start seeing things. Her best friend came over and he spent the day with him. And when he left, he pulled Glenna aside and said, Glenna, I've got to tell you that I've seen a huge improvement in Ron. Glenna was just too close, just like I was. She wasn't seeing it. And I told they came up to my store to get some more gel caps one day. And I saw the same improvement in him. And I told her the same thing. And they walk every day. And I'll wrap up, Samantha. they walk every day. And he has aphasia where he can't talk. He can grunt. He can say some words and stuff, but he can't really carry on conversation, not even with her. They were walking. They came to a stop sign where they had to cross the road. They stopped to look for traffic. He puts his hand on her back, and she looks at him, and he just says, I love you. Just out of the blue. He hadn't, you know, expressed any emotion or feelings towards her in what she described as a long time, and just out of the blue. And, you know, he'd been on the soft gels for a little while now, and she contributes every bit of his progress or improvements to the soft gels, because that's the only thing she has changed. She, Prissy has had a couple of conversations with her and has him taken Vita Z, couple of our powder products, but she really contributes it to the soft gels. And I could go on and on with stories, but
the only thing, Joe,
guys get the point.
I think you need to mention the milk, because that was the all change for you when you called me and told me you need the milk.
We're grocery shopping. This is back in May, and she needed milk. So I go to get a half gallon of milk, and there's three dates, 18, 25, May 18, May 25, and May 28th. Of course, I grabbed the 28th because that was the longest, but I went back and grabbed a 25, and I pointed to it, to the date, and I said, do you know what this is? And she looks at me like I'm a duh. I said, what is it? And she goes, it's our anniversary. She didn't remember my birthday in November. She didn't remember her birthday in October, my birthday in November, Thanksgiving. Prissy told you about the story of Thanksgiving with the cat. I mean, my birthday is right at Thanksgiving. Christmas, none of that. She didn't remember any of that, but she remembered our anniversary and just that was the aha moment for me, where, because I'd seen little things, I'm like, yeah, okay, maybe, but that right there was it for me. So
guys, I just need to tell you this, every bit of these conditions and the disease are through inflammation. We have 4 patents on just inflammation, guys. If y'all know somebody, or you know somebody that knows somebody, guys, give them a couple samples. It doesn't take long for them to start realizing a change, okay? Run this to them. This is a life-changing condition that they don't have an answer for. But you can change it where you can get them back, where they recognize and know you, and you will find other things. People will find different scenarios, but enough to know and make you happy that you have your loved one back. So thank you, Samantha, for letting me and Joe share, because it has been a very intriguing, experience for us and anybody else we introduced this to. So thank you very much, Samantha. I know Jay is in a bad area, so I don't know if he told you or not. He is watching this. He's reading us on, but they don't have very good Wi-Fi there. So you can wrap it up, sweetheart.
Yes, guys, and thank you so much. I know it's not always easy to share these experiences because they are so heart-wrenching, but it, just like the title of tonight's call, you know, hemp helps, and we can't say we are curing anything, but we could definitely improve the quality of life of our loved ones with these types of ailments, really any ailment that comes from inflammation, because as you know, hemp helps to increase circulation and decrease inflammation, which helps with 99% of things out there that people deal with. But it's the stories that we heard tonight. So thank you again, Joe and Prissy, for sharing your heart, because this is what is going to change the world. This is what we need to spread the message to others. And that is the goal of tonight's call, to take this story, which we're going to post on our podcast and social media. This way we can get the message out, because it's one thing, like Prissy and Joe said, to tell somebody else, but when they try it for themselves, for their loved ones, and they start to see that progression and improvement, you can't help but shout it from the mountaintops. So that's what all 28 of you here right now need to do, is shout it from the mountaintops that we have something that can help. And of course, I'm available for three-way calls anytime. I'm sure Joe and Prissy would be more than happy to speak to anybody who you have on the phone. So that is what I want this week's challenge to be to all of you, is go, like, everybody knows somebody that knows somebody with one of these three brain disorders that we've talked about tonight. So go, and that's your homework, is to find somebody that you can go and help and get them on the phone with one of us and get them some of our remedy products in their hand. And what a great way to kick off the hemp month, July, with this amazing phone call, you guys, and just everyone have a blessed night. I know everybody is here and wants to help others, and that's exactly what we can do if we just open our mouths and share. So with that, I'm going to close tonight's call. I hope everyone has a blessed evening and an amazing week. And we will see you not this next Monday, because we are closed for corporate for Independence Day, which is in your emails, but we will be back on July 12th when we will hear from Cassie Lewis again on some more back office training. But until then, everybody take care, go share the message. And thank you again, guys. Let's see how many more people we can have hit G3 by the time we meet back again. Take care, everybody. Good night.